Yes, you are, of course, listening to RDU 98.5. Now, if you are at all a fan of music in this country, have you heard of music? Do you like it? What's your thoughts? If you are a music fan in this country, there's a good chance you may have heard of Musician magazine. Well, I'm very lucky because the creators and founders of Musician magazine are friends of the station, former hosts. One, in fact, is still a host. And they put me in contact with the lovely Rosa, who I believe is the graphic designer for Musician magazine. Good morning, Rosa.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, look, I have been a magazine editor before, so I know the work that the designer puts in. Now, you are the designer, correct?
Yeah. I do all the graphic design and then kind of like co-edit with Sam and Flynn.
Now, thankless task designing, and I'd love to get into the nitty-gritty of it, but first of all, let's talk about this issue. Is this issue number 3?
Yeah, this is issue number 3.
And from everything I've seen so far, a brilliant wee mix of musicians featuring in this mag.
Thank you. Yeah, we're so excited about who we are featuring in this issue. Heaps of the artists we've been big fans of for a while. So, yeah, it's really exciting to see it all come together.
And I'm always impressed by the guests you manage to get. But it's just occurred to me, I guess, for some of our listeners who may not know what Musician magazine is. Could you explain it to us a little bit?
Yeah, totally. So it is a New Zealand-focused music magazine that we aim to try to highlight and celebrate all the amazing musicians, but also people that are involved in the music industry in New Zealand. And we started it in 2021. I got a message from Sam and Flynn just out of the blue, hey, do you want to start a music magazine? Because we've all been sort of like involved in the scene for a while, like Sam's a musician and I've been doing photography for a while, and I was just like immediately on board. Yeah, I was obviously I'm the designer, so super up my alley, and yeah, we just have sort of kept going. I think it's really important to support the local music, and there's so much amazing talent here. So yeah, we just wanted to, you know, give something like this a go and do our part. And yeah, it's been amazing.
Hey, yeah, well done. I mean, print media, incredibly difficult industry. So hey, well done to you guys. Now, when you is there kind of like, I know, a certain focus or angle you're trying to take with musicians here? Like, is it about specifically like their styles or their inspirations or their life experiences? Or is it kind of, are you letting them tell their own stories?
I think it's kind of a mixture. We try to dig a little bit deeper, and in whatever direction that takes, depending on the artist, is totally fine. But, you know, in general, we don't do, like, super short pieces. I think, like, the intention with the print magazine especially is to sort of give the artist an opportunity to, you know, kind of dig a bit deeper, tell the stories that they want to tell, as well as, like, sort of place them in the context of the Aotearoa music scene.
Beautifully put there, I think. Is there a particular piece in this issue you love?
I mean, God, it's hard to choose favorite.
I know, that's so mean. That's so mean to ask that question.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, it's been really cool on this issue. We, you know, as we kept working on it and doing more interviews and editing the pieces, we found a lot of quite, like, beautiful threads and themes throughout. A lot of the stories. Yeah, a lot of the stories are about, like, friendship and collaboration and that kind of stuff, and you really see that in the piece with Polly Hill and Samara Alofa, which was amazing, same as in Christopher Tubbs and Eden Burns. So yeah, I don't know, it's hard to choose favorites, but yeah, it was cool to see the sort of running themes that we didn't intend to happen but sort of ended up, which is quite cool.
So I guess the all important question, if people want to read this magazine and you know, follow you guys and keep up to date with you guys, where can they kind of do that?
Yeah, that would be really cool. obviously. yeah, so on Instagram, we're Musician Mag. Musician is spelt with a Z in
yes,
the middle.
Yes, that got me earlier. I was panicking. I couldn't find you guys.
It's a common one, so do not worry. But yeah, and then we have a website, musician.co.nz, and we have a bunch of online stories there, but also that's where you can buy the print magazine if you are so inclined.
Oh, and tell me, do you love like that new magazine smell with the fresh paper?
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Definitely.
Oh, what a treat. Yeah. Now, can you tell me a bit about the front cover of this issue? Because it looks really pretty.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So, because we have done two already, we wanted to, you know, the logo is in the same place and, you know, keep that sort of running visual style.
Totally.
But the image that's on the front was taken by Flynn at the Marlon's Dreaming gig at Loon's last year. Yeah, it's kind of cool because it sort of strays away a little bit from what we've done before, but I don't know, I thought it was kind of interesting bit of
movement.
And yeah, it's going to be printed with like gold metallic riser, which is a slightly different thing. So hopefully it'll like catch the light, which in a kind of cool way. So yeah.
Oh, I love this. And it looks like it's a bloody comprehensive magazine. Like there's a lot going on in it.
Yeah.
I'm super, super excited to give it a read. Now, I cannot sit here and not talk about Sam and Flynn for a moment.
Of course.
Because I love them. For our audience out there, we are, of course, talking about the gorgeous Sam Elliott and Flynn Robson, who are friends of the station. What's it like working with them?
Oh, they're the best. They are.
No, yeah, are they? I no, tell like, me, be honest.
No. No, I think they're amazing and we are so lucky to like work together as a team. Because you know, we went into this having never worked on a project before and committed to this big thing, and then it's kind of ended up working out really well. So we've all got different skill sets and so it's great.
Who is worse organized out of them?
I think it depends on what it is. Can definitely be me. Can definitely be Flynn.
I'm so sorry to Sam, but I would have assumed he'd be the answer to that question. I am so sorry, Sam, if you're listening. I've just made a bold judgment there, and it could be incorrect. I apologise.
Slander.
Rosa, thank you so much for talking to me. It's so nice to talk to someone doing like a magazine. I don't get this much. So it's really cool, and I just think what you guys do is fantastic. I'm so excited to read this next issue. For our audience out there, it is called Musician Mag. And yeah, so it's about Kiwi artists, really. I think it's fantastic. And the photography is beautiful, isn't it? Rosa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been so lovely.
And like I said earlier, I've been in magazines. I know the graphic designer works way too much. It's a thankless task. So I admire you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
And that was Rosa from Musician Magazine. Put together by some hard-working friends of RDU, which is really, really cool.